This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Iran says it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move to back away from the 2015 agreement, unless it gets the help it wants from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but is still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The International Criminal Court has convicted a Congolese warlord nicknamed the Terminator on 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
Now, Mr. Taganda, please rise. Mr. Taganda, for the reasons...
Former Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda listened intently but showed no emotion as presiding judge Robert Fremer read out the judgment. The ruling finds 45-year-old Ntaganda guilty of directly and indirectly committing heinous acts in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003 when he headed the UPC militia movement. Among the acts, murder, rape, sexual slavery, and conscripting child soldiers. Ntaganda claimed his innocence throughout the trial. He has 30 days to appeal, with sentencing scheduled for a separate hearing. He faces up to life in prison. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians and celebrities, has pleaded guilty to charges Monday with running a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. In an indictment, Jeffrey Berman, a federal prosecutor in New York, accused Epstein of allegedly paying the girls hundreds of dollars for nude or partially nude massages that were, in his words, increasingly sexual in nature.
The charges allege that Epstein sexually abused young girls by enticing them to engage in sex acts for money. Beginning in at least 2002 and continuing until 2005, Epstein is alleged to have abused dozens of victims by causing them to engage in sex acts with him at his mansion in New York and at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
The prosecutor said Epstein often paid some of the victims, some as young as 14, to recruit other underage girls that he then also abused. Epstein, in a court appearance today, pleaded not guilty to the charges. Afghan authorities say they've arrested four Islamic State operatives, including a university teacher, during a counterterrorism raid in Kabul. The arrests come amid recent reports that the Middle Eastern terrorist group has grown into a major security challenge for U.S.-backed Afghan forces struggling to contain the Taliban insurgency. Afghanistan's spy agency, while announcing the arrests, said in a statement that the suspects were involved in recruiting fighters for IS and organizing terrorist attacks in and around the capital city. An embarrassed British government is on the hunt for whomever leaked diplomatic cables showing its ambassador in Washington ripping the Trump administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published yesterday show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
And says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is ready to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks about Crimea, which both countries claim. Relations between Ukraine and Russia have been tense since 2014 when Russia announced it was annexing Crimea. A ceasefire was signed in 2015. But the armed conflict in the region continued anyway. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.